Faced with the daunting task of running the zoo and raising two young children alone, Terry Irwin, now 54 years old, persevered. Instead of wallowing in grief, every evening the family would go around the table and share their favorite part of the day. Sometimes it was as simple as a cup of tea or a hot shower, and sometimes you're just grasping for a good part because you're so incredibly sad, Terry says. Slowly, they began to focus on positive ways to move forward. Still, it was a little bit terrifying to have to step up and take the till, she recalls, but I thought about it and said, let's carry on, as if Steve were still here. And carry on they did. The family is dedicated more than ever to continuing Steve's mission. In addition to expanding the zoo and traveling the world to spread the message of their conservation nonprofit Wildlife Warriors, the Irwins made their long-awaited return to television in October. They did this with their new Animal Planet series called Cricky. It's the Irwins on Sunday at 8 p.m. It follows their life at home at the zoo where they live and where they work. Since we were tiny, the zoo has been a part of who we are, said Bindi, who, of course, is snuggling one of the many koalas living there. Our house is right in the middle. We have crocodiles on one side and tigers on the other. Robert has embraced the uniqueness of living side by side with so many exotic creatures as well. After school, I'll go around on my scooter and jump in with the tortoises to say G-Day or wangle some stanks, he said. Every day is a new adventure, and the Irwins make no apologies for their affinity for kangaroo and khaki. It's not just a color. It's an attitude, Bindi quips. Terry can't imagine life without Bindi and Robert, but admits children weren't always in the cards. When we got married, Steve said, I'm just an action man. I don't know how we would ever have kids, and I don't feel strongly one way or another.